Hello and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. I thank God that we are able to be together in prayer this morning. Today is Thursday and we are now in ordinary time. This week we are just getting started on a slow reading of the Gospel of Mark. We're still in chapter 1. Mark is the Gospel assigned to this particular liturgical year, and from now until November it will be the primary Gospel reading for our worship on Sunday mornings. If you have any insights, any questions, anything that you discover as we pray and read the Bible together, please feel free to send me an email at pastorjim2006@icloud.com. And now we begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. A reading from Mark, chapter 1, beginning at verse 21. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this, a new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered outside the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him. I've always been fascinated by the image of the whole city of Capernaum coming to the house where Jesus is staying. They wait, of course, until the Sabbath ends at sunset, but they come out in numbers. What a scene it must be to see everyone in a village, everyone in need of healing and wholeness, that is, mobbed around the door of the house. In the crowd would be those afflicted by demons, the physically sick, the mentally ill, lamed, maimed, the hurting, the desperate, the poor. It is an image of the beginning of faith, and so it is fitting that it is a scene we see at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. I say it is an image of the beginning of faith because isn't it the start of faith to see how much and how deeply broken we are, to see how much has truly gone wrong with us, and to look to God to set things right, to forgive us our sins, to bring healing and wholeness to our bodies, to our relationships, to our minds, to our hearts. And maybe that is why we need, why we will find that those who seem to have their lives all together, that is, the rich and the powerful, the elite, the meritorious, have such a difficult time believing what Jesus says and does is for them. The sick, however, know their need. They have heard the news already spreading about the Master, and he has the power to cast out demons and heal the sick and make their lives right again. So they come to Jesus, they trust in him, and they receive the answer to their prayer. And then their faith grows even more deeply, even more strong. Do you think that this is part of the resistance to the gospel that we see in some today? So many of us in the world and in the neighborhoods that we live and move in have all that we need. We live full and satisfying lives, and we live them on our own terms. Sure, we're not perfect, but who is? But by and large, we do all right by ourselves. Instead of acknowledging that all we are and have, if we truly have an abundance, comes to us as a gift of a good and loving God, even when all is well, God wants us to see that the condition that we are experiencing, rejoicing in, enjoying, is God's goodness for our benefit and for the benefit of those around us. Not that it's just that our blessing and our prosperity and our goodness stays within us, but extends to those around us. But even in our prosperity, we are in need in so many ways. But this is not just a modern stumbling block to faith. It seems to be present in the gospel itself. Just look at who comes to Jesus. Look who knows and recognizes him, who comes to him in faith, asking for a life-changing miracle. And then look at those who will persecute Jesus and conspire against him. Look at the many who, though outwardly prosperous and well-off, powerful, well-respected, see their need and look for him to set the world straight. There are some of those as well, but they're much more rare. That is one of the things that we do in prayer each day. We praise and worship God's glory, and we ask for God's help, and then we look to God to answer our prayers, knowing that in and of ourselves we can do nothing. I wonder what would happen if we spent a little time each day, though, noticing the many ways that Jesus is already answering the prayers we pray each morning. I suppose this is our way of coming to the house where Jesus is staying, seeing our need, trusting in Jesus, seeking the healing that comes to us when God's kingdom comes to us in Christ. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, and you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord, who makes us and every day new. Especially, Lord, we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for air and water and sun, for food, for shelter, for all that your creation provides to keep us whole and healthy and well. We praise you and thank you for the new creation that comes to us in Christ, for the gift of holy baptism, the means of grace, and for all kinds of healing and forgiveness. We pray for the gifts of relationships with others, for the communion of faith in your church. For what else are we thankful? Merciful God, of might, renew this weary world and heal the hurts of all of your children. Bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially today, we pray for those who are sick, afflicted, bereaved. We pray for those who care for the sick and tend to the dying. We pray for people in countries that are ravaged by strife and warfare, that you might bring peace and healing to their lives and to their nations. We pray for all those who govern the nations of this world, that they may act out of your justice, peace, and compassion. We pray for all who are working for peace and international harmony, for all who are striving to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, and for those who are looking to make the lives of those affected by climate change better. For the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. For what else or for who else do we pray? Almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome in adversity. In all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth now into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage, hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil, strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all people, love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.